Okay, today we volunteered on Ninoshima Island. So I'm here again with Jamie. Our second time volunteering for the landslide disaster. What did you think of the Ninoshima experience?
It was a little different than the one before. It was organized a little differently. It took a little bit more time to go through the process. Where the other one, they kind of sponsored your insurance. This one, you had to actually have the insurance card. You had to sign up for the insurance. So they had separate lines, people that had the insurance already, and then those that needed it.
So, like, in my case, I already had insurance, and I was the 115th person to sign in.
Yes, and I was number, I believe, like 15
So most people already had insurance, already been signing up there or somewhere else during the disaster, right?
And it was still a really quick process. So for the insurance, all you do is write your name in, write your address and your phone number, and then they'll give you the card. And it was about so it was really simple process, really quick. You did that, then you...
What did you have to write to get your insurance?
Your name, address, and phone number, and that was all.
And this time we didn't have to write how long we wanted to volunteer,
no,
right?
No.
We did that in the first place in Kuchita, but we didn't do that here.
So you actually gave less information, I believe, here than the other one. But maybe that's because the other one had the kind of included insurance, so they wanted more information.
Yeah, I was a bit worried we'd be able to volunteer today because it said on the internet that they were limiting to 100, but there were more than 100 people on our ferry.
Yes.
But they said yesterday, on the Saturday, they had over 300 people, and today they were, even though they set the limit at 100, they were definitely accepting more, so that didn't seem to be a problem.
200 people this morning, I believe.
And most people were on that first ferry, right?
Yes.
So the 7:30 ferry. And then when we're heading back at 11, we saw a few people going over now to volunteer, but they said they were limiting the volunteering to finish at noon, I believe, today.
Yes, I think, yeah.
Probably because of the heat, yeah. Mm-hmm. So what were we doing once we...
So once we got through that just sign-in process and put on our name tags, so they have a quick, like, intro, which is, of course, in Japanese. But they also have things written on the board, so you could probably take a picture of it and translate it also. And they have you into groups, which they separated us from our groups anyway, so that didn't mean too much.
Yeah, so at first we were in a group of six. By the way that we entered into the explanation room,
yes,
we just randomly sat with a group of six. And then once we're heading out the door, they realized that they should separate men from women because it was
the restrooms.
The place that we would be volunteering was too far away from the women's restrooms.
Yes.
So we ended up with all women's group and staying nearer to the facility which had the women's toilet. But everybody was very good-natured, and we all fell in with another group quite easily.
But so once we got over to, once we got in our groups and walked over to the area, it was mostly kind of piles of mud, dirt, clay. So we were shoveling that into wheelbarrows, and so there is lots of different groups of people. So some people were shoveling, maybe some people were taking the wheelbarrows away, maybe some people were getting the dirt by hand and putting it in the barrels. And they did pretty much mandatory every 15 minute breaks. So we would take breaks every 15 minutes, and then depending on what was happening at that time, maybe we'd switch the job, but mostly just moving dirt into wheelbarrows.
Yeah, and then wheelbarrow the dirt over to the pile.
Yes.
And then there was machinery slowly digging out that big pile and moving it away.
Yeah.
I didn't see where they were moving it to, but I assume maybe the big pile near the ferry.
That's what I'm thinking.
But it was quite hard work, but we had about 4 different teams in our area, and everybody was taking breaks and changing with each other, and everybody seemed really friendly and nice.
And there were drinks available for you as well. They also had masks available if you needed them.
People came by with cooling spray.
Cooling spray.
At different times. There were also some very young kids in our group working hard in the sun. But they were very careful to say any elementary school kids or younger, of course, should not be shoveling. Don't use the shovel and don't work too hard. But some of those kids were amazing.
Yeah.
They're working really hard. I hope they're okay now. I feel tired. How do you feel?
I feel okay. Yeah. But I'm sure it'll hit me.
Yeah. So overall, it takes more time. You need to put aside more time to go and volunteer on the island just because you need to time it with the ferries.
But
all the work is really near the ferry. It's not a far walk at all to get to where you can volunteer and really help them out. They've got a lot of damage, a lot of landslide area to clear from within the neighborhoods and probably up on the mountain.
Yeah.
Although we didn't see anything outside of the neighborhood we're working at. So I definitely recommend coming over and volunteering if you have time.
Yes.
They said they'll be doing the registration every morning from 8 to 9. So if you can get there before 10 in the morning, I'm sure they would really appreciate the volunteers. And they have a good community center right there, so you can take breaks there in the cool. You can sign in there, you can get your insurance there. And once you get your insurance, 350 yen, you can use that every time you volunteer anywhere in Japan for the next year. So that's really handy. Anything else to add?
Okay.
It feels good to help out. And definitely, everybody's fine if you are within your limits. Like we said, we wanted to leave after 2 hours, and they were like, "No problem whatsoever. Thank you so much for coming." And then when we finished, it was important that we go back to the registration and find our names, and then they check us out. Otherwise, they'll worry about us and be calling our telephones and thinking we've gone missing,
yes.
Right? So that was good to find out. Because I'm not sure we checked out of the Kuchita place.
We didn't check out, but we went back to the area and they said we were okay.
Okay, so maybe they checked out for us.
Yes.
But this place, they had so many more volunteers, maybe it was important we found our names.
Yes.
Okay. Well, good job, Jamie. Yay, we did it.
Thank you.
Until next time.